you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Gaming Ride Home Podcast for Friday, May 8th. I am Kyle Hilliard. Here's a whole bunch of video game stuff that happened recently. A Mass Effect Trilogy Remastered Collection is happening, according to VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb, who joins us today to talk about it. Cate Blanchett might be in the Borderlands movie. The Detroit Lions use Animal Crossing to announce its 2020 season schedule. And a bunch of games have release dates, including Halo 2 on PC. VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb is confident a Mass Effect Trilogy remaster is on the way. In more news from EA's recent earnings call, VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb broke down many of the details in the call in a story that is linked in the show notes. EA CEO Andrew Wilson said EA has 14 games in the works, some of which are announced, some of which are not, and Jeff Grubb broke down what he thought they were, but then, in the very last paragraph of his story, Grubb teased that a Mass Effect remaster is on the way. Here's Jeff Grubb himself to talk about that short but very crucial part of his story. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling into Gaming Ride Home. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
By the way, I added you to my calendar of, like, talk to Jeffrey Grubb, or Jeff Grubb, as I wrote it, and it auto-corrected to Grubhub. So, so you wrote this story, you're a writer for VentureBeat, and you wrote about EA's financials recently, which was, you know, great job. You did awesome. I read the whole thing. But the part that stuck out to me, which is, I'll just read you the direct quote at the very bottom, is, oh, and that HD remaster of an EA game is the Mass Effect trilogy. Just don't expect that to also launch on Switch, at least not at first. Tell me about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this, like the way that I put that in the story there at the end. I've had some other people reach out to me and say, hey, why wasn't that just like the story? And part of me is like, you know, you get this information through sources and sometimes you want to just put that up front and center. And as I've done that in the past, it's like sometimes those scoops do well. Sometimes people are just like, yeah, that's obvious. We don't really care. And for some reason in my head, I was like, this one fell very firmly in the, it's going to be obvious to everyone. So let's just throw it in here into the story as like, as a way of like providing a little extra context to people who do read all the way to the end. And also part of me was like, you know what? I want to see how many people actually do read to the end and see if anyone like, you know, reaches out to me and says, hey, why is this here at the bottom? And really very few people did that. So I was like, aha, I see what's going on here. But basically, according to my sources, as I've reported, is this is what's happening later this year is that EA is going to put out a remaster of the Mass Effect trilogy. They have some other remakes in the works, but I'm pretty sure this one is up first in their lineup.
And you don't think it'll be on Switch initially, at least, but maybe sometime in the future.
So I've been told that it's like, at least at first, the plan is not Switch, maybe in the future, but I just, you know, it's tough, right? I wouldn't count on it because who knows what EA is going to do. EA is like very cagey about their strategy regarding Nintendo Switch. They are putting out more games now, but like, you know, Burnout Paradise Remastered, that's hitting Switch, but it's more expensive on the Switch. And if that game doesn't do well because it's $10 more expensive than when it debuted on the other systems, and honestly, you can get that game for much cheaper now on sale. If that game doesn't do well, who knows what they're going to end up doing in terms of their support for Switch. So, yeah, I think it's possible, but I just wouldn't count on it if I were a fan, waiting for that game on the Switch, which, you know, I am. That's exactly who I am.
Yeah, no, I totally want it there for sure. But yeah, I don't know. It just, like, from the outside, it just seems like EA is just wary of Nintendo, and they always have been. I don't know if they were burned by the Wii and the Wii U or what, but they always seem hesitant now.
Yeah, the Wii, you gotta remember, like, when they did launch that Mass Effect game on Wii U, which, you know, again, that came late, But I'm sure they felt like, oh, we did do this work, and Nintendo fans did the same thing they always did, which is buy all the Nintendo games on the Nintendo system, and they didn't buy our games. Now, I do think that it's possible that they are seeing pretty good sales for a game like Unravel, which is on which came to Switch, or Unravel 2, one of those. And that did pretty well, based on just like looking at the charts when games go on sale. So maybe they are seeing some positive signs there. But I think you're right that they are still very hesitant. Definitely, I think. But you know, I think that like when they do this other remake, which is probably going to be from the same team that did Burnout Paradise Remaster, that's going to probably come to Switch because they already have the pipeline there. They already know what it takes. But again, it might just take a little bit extra time.
While I have you, I think you also wrote recently that you think a Sony event is going to be happening. What did you say later? This summer,
yeah,
I think.
I think it's early June. The last date I heard was June 4th. As far as I know, that hasn't changed. But we live in a world where things change, so that could get pushed back a little bit. But I would expect something by June 4th. Now, it's definitely going to be the next gen games related. The way that Sony's been doling out information regarding the PlayStation 5, maybe there's another Wired piece that comes out that says, oh, here's the actual hardware between now and then. But if it doesn't have between now and then, I would definitely expect the hardware and all the games to come at this early June event. And again, that event could come later in June, but I would expect it by that date.
Great. Well, hey, thanks again, Jeff. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely, man. Anytime, for sure. Thank you for having me on.
Jeff Grubb is a reporter for VentureBeat, and you can follow him on Twitter by finding at Jeff Grubb with two Bs. I think it is finally safe to get a little excited. It's honestly strange that a remaster of the first three Mass Effect games does not already exist. It seemed inevitable, considering how disappointed everyone was in Andromeda and how much everyone still seems to want to play Mass Effect, but I imagine BioWare would want to be the ones to do the port themselves, and they are probably very focused on Anthem and the next Dragon Age game. Kate Blanchett is apparently in talks to play Lilith in the Borderlands movie. We know a Borderlands movie is in the works with Eli Roth directing, who is known for directing movies like Cabin Fever and Hostel, and for appearing in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, but we didn't know much else until now. Justin Kroll, reporting for Variety, wrote in a recent story, "It's game on for Kate Blanchett. Sources tell Variety the Oscar-winning actress is in talks to star as Lilith in Lionsgate's Borderlands." An adaptation of the popular video game, Lionsgate had no comment. This would be a very unexpected casting, but also one that gives the potential movie a lot of validity, and it would also make me way more excited to see it. If they can convince Kate Blanchett to join the film, then that would be more than enough to convince me to watch it. She's always great.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Detroit Lions use Animal Crossing, of all things, to announce its season. Animal Crossing New Horizons is an undeniable hit, But there has been perhaps no greater indicator of its mainstream success than the fact that the football team, the Detroit Lions, tweeted out a 6-minute video of Animal Crossing gameplay that was edited in such a way where it would pause occasionally to share who the Lions are playing and on what dates. Matt Piscatella, who works with NPD and shares video game sales numbers every month, shared the video and tweeted, "Well, safe to say Animal Crossing New Horizons is a massive crossover hit." I'm not a big football fan. Full disclosure, I had to double check that the Lions were, in fact, a football team as opposed to a different sport. But I think it's pretty safe to say that this is the first time Animal Crossing has ever been used to announce an upcoming football schedule. Maybe any professional sports schedule, period. Feel free to send me a correction if I am wrong. The outro will tell you where to direct that, but I'm feeling pretty confident here. Not a lot of new games out today, save for Super Mash, a game all about mashing genres together to create little unique games. It's been out on PC for a while, but it's out on Switch today. But there are a lot of little random release date related things. Fall Guys comes from publisher Devolver Digital, which has made a name for itself by releasing interesting and unique indie games. It's a physics-heavy game where you and dozens of other players race through a series of obstacle courses. It is coming this summer to PC and PlayStation 4, but the big detail here is that signups are open for the beta. There is a link in the show notes to go sign up if you're interested. Ninjala, the kind of Splatoon-y melee action multiplayer platformer that feels like it has been in development for a long time, has been delayed. The game was originally supposed to release on May 28th, but it has now been delayed to June 25th. So not a huge delay, but a delay nonetheless. Developer and publisher Gung Ho Online Entertainment cites COVID-19 specifically for the delay and wrote in the announcement of the delay, "We're sorry for worrying everyone who is looking forward to the release of this title. We are continuing to prevent the spread of COVID-19 while developing this game." Disintegration is coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on June 16th. It's an interesting game with a pedigree of folks who worked on games like Halo and SOCOM US Navy SEALs, and it looks a little like Halo sometimes with its futuristic vehicles and robots in a natural environment, but it is unique. I played the beta a little bit, and it's actually more of a, I guess you could say, a real-time strategy game, as you float over the battlefield on a floating motorcycle, directing your players where to go and what to do. I really haven't played anything like it. I don't know that it's my kind of game, but innovation on a scale like this is pretty rare these days. Also, in terms of things releasing, Bungie confirmed that Destiny 2 will be on next-gen platforms with a tweet that read, "Destiny 2 will be on next-gen platforms, more details to come," in response to an Xbox tweet sharing the logos of all the publishers and developers working on Xbox Series X projects. I'm really curious what the future of Destiny looks like. If Destiny 2 is coming to next-gen platforms, does that mean Destiny 2 is Bungie's Destiny platform? Will Destiny 2 just keep getting updates forever? Will there be a Destiny 3? Or will there be a new game called, like, Destiny Fulfilled or something that just becomes the ever-evolving Destiny MMO? I'm curious to find out. And since we're on the topic of developers who used to work on Halo games, the official @Halo Twitter account tweeted a few days ago, "Earth will never be the same. Halo 2 Anniversary arrives on PC as part of Halo the Master Chief Collection on May 12th. Halo 2 in the Master Chief Collection is really impressive. Along with remaking the actual game for the collection, all the game's cutscenes were remade by Blur Studio, a very, very talented animation studio, and they all look fantastic. The game also offers that awesome option where you can switch back and forth between the old visuals and the new visuals, even in the cutscenes. And the upgrade is incredibly jarring, but in a good way. I have a lot of love for Halo 2. It was the first online multiplayer game I got into in a big way, and I have nothing but fond memories of it. In terms of personal ranking, it might be number one. It came out while I was in college, and my roommates and I played it a lot. I don't know that its PC release will make me revisit it. I have it on Xbox One and played through it when it came out. I actually reviewed the game for Game Informer, but I know there are a lot of folks who haven't played it in years who are excited to revisit it. That's it for gaming news today. PictoQuest is on sale for Switch right now. It's $5.99. I only mention it because Carl Rubin, who emailed me about the Assassin's Creed Valhalla protagonist's name recently, sent me another email saying it had been too long since I mentioned Picross, and they're totally right. So now I have mentioned Picross again, and all is right in the world. I didn't understand why I wanted to revisit Final Fantasy XIII after playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, but the more Final Fantasy XIII I play, the more I understand. The games are surprisingly similar, and it seems like I am not the only one who got this weird urge to go back. Send me a message. Let me know if finishing one game ever gave you the urge to go back and replay a game you already played. Let me know if Final Fantasy VII Remake also made you want to go back and play something random, and then you also noticed weird things, like the fact that the protagonists in both games are wearing sleeveless turtlenecks, which is a fashion choice no reasonable human would ever make. I suppose it is a fantasy world, after all. If you have corrections or just feedback in general, feel free to send me tweets or DMs to either at Kyle M. Hilliard or at Gaming Ride Home. You can send an email to kyle@ridehome.info, and please consider leaving a review for the podcast wherever you listen to it. You can also check out my Twitch account, Kyle Impersonator, where I am playing through Resident Evil Code Veronica X right now. I might stream some Final Fantasy XIII as well. I mean, I'm playing it. I might as well, right? And you can find me on The Min-Max Show for more long-form video game discussion. I will talk to you more about video games on Monday. And I just want to say thanks again, Jeff Grubb, for responding to my DM and coming on today. I really appreciate that.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.